Diamond for diamond, no one compares with Mervis. At Mervis Diamond Importers, our natural diamonds come straight from the mines in Africa, and our mermaid lab-grown diamonds beat all others for quality and value. Come view our brilliant diamonds, both natural and lab-grown. Mervis diamonds are so bright and full of fire, they will blow you away. So will the affordable prices. Our diamonds may steal your heart, but not your wallet. See our mermaid lab-grown diamonds and learn how to get a larger diamond for less. You can get a bigger mermaid lab-grown diamonds than you ever thought possible. And with Mervis financing, you can enjoy up to 5 years to pay with zero interest. Our generous full-value trader policy and our lifetime warranty program easily make Mervis your first choice. When you mount a world-class Mervis diamond into a designer ring from our huge collection, there is no equal. Mervis Diamond Importers. For an appointment, call 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com. Again, that's 800-HER-LOVE or go to mervisdiamond.com.
Hello and welcome to Film Companion. You've tuned in to the latest film review with Anupama Chopra. To catch more of what we do, visit us on www.filmcompanion.in.
Aditya Vikram Sen Gupta is one of the most distinctive voices in contemporary Indian cinema. His debut film, Asha Johar Majhe, was an exquisitely visualized, melancholic meditation on the bond between a husband and wife. The film, which had no dialogue, won the National Award for Best Debut Film and premiered at Venice Days, a sidebar to the Venice International Film Festival. His second film, Jonaki, premiered at the International Film Festival of Rotterdam. With his third film, Once Upon a Time in Calcutta, Aditya is back in Venice. It is the only Indian film playing at the festival this year. The title suggests a fairy tale. It also recalls other similarly titled films such as Quentin Tarantino's Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and acclaimed Turkish director Nuri Bilge Ceylan's Once Upon a Time in Anatolia. Ceylan's cinematographer Gökhan Tiryaki has also shot this film, which was inspired by true events. The lives and incidents that Aditya depicts are desperately sad. But what makes Once Upon a Time in Calcutta memorable are the hints of magic he sprinkles here. The city is crumbling, literally. And yet, these men and women find flashes of joy, compassion, and something like redemption. Aditya, who's also written the film, even bungs in comedy. At one point, two bald men seriously talk about onion juice regenerating hair growth. And mosquitoes add a bit of fun. Like his first film, this one too is propelled by a strong female character. Ila is a wife, mother and working woman. But her marriage is in shambles. Her husband Shishir and she have retreated into the polite postures of roommates who share a space but not a life. Her four-year-old daughter has succumbed to her illness and Ila is hoping to start anew. Ila's mother was a cabaret dancer. She was in a relationship with the owner of a theatre which is now dilapidated and almost completely abandoned. These scenes were shot on location at the old Sarkarina Theatre in North Calcutta. The property is controlled by her reclusive stepbrother who refuses to move out or sell the site to developers. Meanwhile, Ila struggles with grief, alcohol, the many men in her life, a financial crisis and her desire to find a sliver of happiness. Ila is played by Bengali actor Srilekha Mitra, who's absolutely
Set summer in motion with the most electrifying Honda vehicles yet. Like the CR-V and Accord, with available hybrid powertrains designed to deliver more thrilling performance and more innovative tech. Summer's here. Make every adventure more electrifying with Honda. For a limited time, well-qualified buyers can get a 3.9% APR on a 2023 Honda Accord Hybrid or 2023 CR-V Hybrid.
Buy online, reserve from select dealers, or visit your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.
Brilliant. Like Swastika Mukherjee in Patal Lok or Shefali Shah in Dil Dhadakne Do, Srilekha suggests the allure and ache of a woman who has endured. Ila might drown her sorrows in old monk rum, but she isn't one for self-pity. She soldiers on with what she has, including her fading beauty. We see Ila wearing face masks. Even when her life is in shambles, her nails are manicured. But this doesn't come off as vain. It feels more like self-preservation. Like the city she lives in, Ila is both a scavenger and a survivor. Srilekha plays Ila without a trace of vanity. Her circumstances might be pathetic, but she certainly isn't. Instead, Aditya and Gökhan imbue her life with poetry. There's a desolate scene in which Ila decides to do what she must to get the life that she wants. She dresses up and steps out for a rendezvous with her shady boss, who's been insistently flirting with her. She looks glorious in red. A little before that, we have a scene in which Ela is tenderly holding on to this red costume that her mother wore, perhaps suggesting that both women were forced to make compromises. As Ela steps out, a man with a mosquito fog machine sprays the narrow lane. The scene echoes visuals from Bollywood fantasies in which glamour is made mysterious by mist. This is the saddest version of that. In another scene, another female character is lying down with her hair spilling over the side of the bed. Smoke is perfuming her hair, which echoes Chandramukhi in a similar pose in Sanjay Leela Bhansali's Devdas. Except here, the smoke is from a mosquito coil placed on the floor. Like a miniature painter, Aditya crams every frame with detail. A herd of cows walks in front of a newly built high-rise building, underlining the schizophrenia of Calcutta as a city. One that is simultaneously rural and urban, old and new, decaying and renewing. Which is perhaps why the name in the film's title is Calcutta and not Kolkata. An oversized dinosaur statue plays a key role, as do busts of Rabindranath Tagore. The Nobel laureate's shadow hangs over the story. Pay keen attention to the soundtrack, which includes a remix of a Tagore song, alluding to how, like the city, even its most iconic inhabitant has been given a makeover suited to this post-communist era time. Aditya is a master of mood and visuals. Once Upon a Time in Calcutta has a lovely lyrical quality to it. And the casting: Bratia Basu, Satyajit Sarkar, Arindam Ghosh, Anirban Chakrabarty, and debutante Shayak Roy is bang on. This is a film bookended by death, but what stayed with me was Ela's determination to live. The glorious last shot suggests that perhaps even in a fairy tale as heartbreaking as this one, there is a happily ever after.
If you liked what you just tuned into, then subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, Stitcher, and Radio Public. You can now also follow Film Companion on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube.